Since you're running again, does that mean that you feel like there are still some things that you want to make sure get done?
Absolutely. I'm excited about all the choices that we give parents, whether it's year-round school, a magnet school, a school of engineering, a Spanish immersion school. Now we've got Mandarin at Williston. We've got International Baccalaureate at Hoggard. We have a marine science program. And I think that we need to give parents as many choices as possible for their child to be educated. Like one thing that a lot of parents aren't aware of is our early colleges. We've got two of them. You can take 2 years and get 2 years credit, college credit, with you not having to pay for any books, you don't have to pay any tuition, you don't have to pay any of those costs normally with the college program. So you can graduate from our system and go straight into your junior year at a college.
Wow. We didn't have anything like that when I was a kid.
And we try to give preference to children who come from families where the parents didn't have a higher education. We're trying to be more equitable as far as that's concerned, to give students a better chance of leading their family out of poverty or leading their family into an education.
What here in 2018 are the biggest challenges that you still see facing the New Hanover County schools?
I still see us facing discipline problems. We still have regular expulsions and suspensions. And with the gang problem that we've got in the county, that doesn't help with our discipline. It's rarely a month that goes by without me sitting in on several expulsion hearings. But we just opened a new school, J.C. Rowe, as an alternative for students to go there instead of being suspended or expelled. And it takes the student out of his regular environment. It lets the students in his homeroom know you can't get away with cursing teachers, disrupting the class, completely disrupting the educational process, and stay where you are. You're going to be moved. You're either going to be moved out and at home for you to take your classes online, or you're going to be moved to J.C. Rowe.
What do you see as the path forward for neighborhood schools in the face of redistricting?
I was the only board member, around 30 years ago, who wanted neighborhood schools. And I made it my goal to make sure I got people elected who shared my goal. And we have found that parents, for example, let's say Creekwood. If we send the Creekwood children to Wrightsville Beach, how is that mother who depends upon public transportation, how is she going to be involved in that child's school? How are you going to have the parental influences that makes a child successful? So as much as possible, I think we ought to have neighborhood schools. As far as housing patterns are concerned, that's not in my purview. That is the responsibility of county and city leaders. And we wouldn't have as much of a problem with being concerned about socioeconomic balances if the housing patterns were more equitable.
Let's talk a moment about school safety. And, there's been a lot of bad news in the last few months, and I'm wondering how you feel the New Hanover County schools are tackling that challenge and what else might need to be done.
Well, after Sandy Hook, we had an extensive safety survey in order to determine what our needs were in the system. We found that there were a number of schools that we had that were dangerous schools in that there were so many outside entrances, like Blair. Every classroom opened to the outside. They didn't open until an interior hallway. And when you have that, someone could be on grounds and just picking off the students as they leave the classroom. So we rebuilt Blair, we are in the process of rebuilding College Park to solve those two problems. We are going to have another safety survey to see, even though we have made all these progressions, there are still things that need to be done, and we need a professional to come in and to help us with that. So we are hoping to have a safety survey later this year.
Do you have any thoughts on the concept that we've heard a lot coming out of Washington, D.C. regarding arming teachers?
Well, I think we could arm teachers if teachers were experienced, if they had a clean criminal record, if they were safe with guns. I don't see us as a school system arming teachers tomorrow. If we did something like that, it would take a long time, a lot of study, a lot of discussions with the professionals to make sure that that is what they want, what the teachers want, and what the parents want. Because oftentimes I see where the teachers don't want to have the responsibility of having a handgun. And yeah. I don't think that we should adversely push on that teacher to carry a firearm.
What would be your number one priority if you're reelected to the school board?
My number one priority is to continue giving choices for the schools. I try to keep myself educated by going to conferences and learning from other school systems what has been successful in their schools. And through that, that's what brought us year-round schools. That's what brought us the Spanish Inclusion School. That's what brought us Williston with Mandarin Chinese. Going to conferences and seeing successes, discussing with the professionals what they did and the headaches behind it. And it has given us a wide range of opportunities in this county for parents and students.
Janice Kavanaugh, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.